A reading from Luke 7, 31-35. To what then can I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling out to each other. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not cry. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you say, here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by all her children.
I find this passage a little confusing, actually. And particularly the last sentence where it says, but wisdom is proved right by all her children. Do you have any idea what Jesus is trying to say there?
When we hear Jesus say things that don't make immediate sense to us, we want to look backwards into the scripture, because he was so connected with the Hebrew scriptures that he would be saying something that would have triggered something in their mind. And when you hear him say, but wisdom is proved right by all her children, you immediately think back to the wisdom literature of Ecclesiastes and the Proverbs, where wisdom is personified. Wisdom is even referred to with the feminine pronoun she. And really, it's a reflection back to the source of wisdom, which is God himself. And so in the end, basically what Jesus is saying, that wisdom or what's right will be proven by the fruit that comes from wisdom, by her children. And so Jesus is basically saying, watch and see. You're making some pretty immature conclusions and observations about John the Baptist and myself and what are the implications for life. But wait and see, and you're going to see how this whole thing plays out.
That's incredibly helpful, because I've stumbled over that. I love how it sounds, but wisdom is proved right by all her children. But I had no clue until you clued me in as to even where to look for that, or maybe I was too lazy to look for it. But I know Proverbs very well, and I do know that wisdom is in the feminine, is spoken of as a woman. And suddenly that crystallizes for me here. Just that little thing of going back to the Old Testament, of seeing how Jesus uses Scripture all the time. In fact, Scripture was the Old Testament in that time, because the New Testament had not been written. And Jesus, when he was approached by the devil, he goes back, and he goes back into Deuteronomy, and he uses Scripture sometime to counter something. But this actually clarifies that wisdom prove right by all her children. I mean, suddenly you understand how it actually makes it enriches the whole passage by the way, by just knowing what you just said. And I think when you're reading the Bible, when you glance over something, it's good to actually stop there as we did and try to figure it out by sorting it out.
Yeah, when there's something in the text that doesn't make immediate sense, because the Bible is pretty simple, it's a straightforward message, then we need to take a step back and look at the historical or the cultural understanding of that day or the social structure to say, what's going on that will help me understand what the original meaning was in the text? Then I can apply it out into the context in which I live.
That's very helpful.